morning and welcome to Troll Radio Review. We're upstairs at the Fort George Brewery and Public Meeting House getting ready to have a really good time. Well, heck, we've already started to have a good time, so we hope you'll come over and join us. Today we've got some great music from Me and Lulu and from Kim and Yosef and the Troll Radio House Band, which is looking strangely like the Beerman Creek String Band. So that's always good news. I'm smelling a little bit of aroma in the air, so we might be seeing stinky toadwort today. Kids are rolling in with their parents, and we hope that you come on down and join us. Troll Radio Review is a collaborative effort of Fort George Brewery and Public House and Coast Community Radio. I'm your host, Debbie Twombly. Thanks for being here. Well, we've got a great show planned for you today. Hey, before we get started with Kim and Yosef right off the bat here, I want to introduce you to somebody really cool. Joey, will you wave your hand over there? This is my new friend, Joey. I've gotten to know Joey from my job at Lewis and Clark School, and he came up and said he'd like to help out with Troll Radio Review. Now, if that's not a good sign for what's coming up in our schools, I don't know what is. When somebody comes and offers to help, they don't get paid. They just get a little bit of glory, but it'll do, won't it? So we're going to get started today on Troll Radio Review after we're getting things set up here. Hope everybody's had a great holiday. It's been nice having some time off work for a lot of you in school. And we're going to start off with Kim and Yosef today. It's the first time they've been here since we've been on our new location on this great second floor of Fort George Brewery. With all these windows, it's so bright and sunny. And even when it's gray outside, it's sunny in here. Well, welcome, Kim. How's it going? Going well. Yosef's moving stands around. Yeah, won't be long. Okay.
I don't know if I'm coming through the headset or not. Maybe. Oh, that's. Or like something?
Transferring of instruments.
Okay. We're going to play a couple of songs that we played for the Ballet Zorro at the Holt Center in Eugene in October. So while we're playing these, imagine some wild dancing. This particular song was when Zorro was about 16 years old and he was flirting with the ladies.
Ooh.
So. And while Yosef tunes a little bit more, tell you about some of the other tunes. The second one that we'll play is when Zorro's parents meet, and Zorro's father was Diego de la Vega, a captain in the Spanish army trying to defend the missions from the Native Americans. And his mother was one of those Native Americans, Toypernia, daughter of the wolf. However, she was raised like a boy, and so she was fighting, and in hand-to-hand combat with Diego, she was wounded, and Diego finds out that she is a woman. And they fall in love, and he carries her off the stage, and it was very romantic. Woo!
Thank you.
Very much.
Huh. I'm already exhausted, Kim.
And this is the one that I just told the story to about Diego and Toypurnia, Zorro's parents, meeting in a very odd fashion and falling in love. Thank you very much. Should we play another one? Okay. Okay. And this one, also from the Zorro Ballet, is when Zorro goes to Barcelona and gets into his first duel. Of course, he is triumphant, and he is the hero with a heart. So, the name of this song is, in fact, The Triumph. And he is successful at defending a young lady's honor against an unscrupulous villain named Moncado, who bribes the best guitarist in Spain to play.
Oh, that is me. In a play.
Yep. That is not a D.
Huh? Oh.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
That was quite incredible. Wow. Thanks so much, Kim and Yosef.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
What energy. Just beautiful, amazing music. And can you imagine a sword fight going on at the same time? That's just crazy. Oh, yes. And by the way, Kim and Yosef are both volunteer programmers at Coast Community Radio at KMUN. Woo-hoo. And by the way, we do have our donation bucket up for Coast Community Radio. It's back here by the old stairs of the Astra Column. All right. And we've been hearing a lot on the radio lately that your end of the year donation to Coast Community Radio is tax deductible. And there's the Oregon Cultural Trust going on. If you haven't done that, it's a win-win situation. Well, you know, it's really nice in here, and usually it smells just like, you know, hops and brews, but I'm smelling something else today, and I'm thinking Stinky must be close by. He wasn't around last month, and okay, well, there he is, Stinky. Hey, Mr. Troll, it's good to see you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Yeah. Let me hear you out there.
So,
oh, they have a very nice audience.
So, Stinky, where have you been hiding?
Hiding? I have not been hiding. We trolls have no reason to hide, for goodness sakes.
Well, you were a no-show last month.
Well, Debbie, I do wish to apologize for not coming to the show last month, but honestly, Debbie, I had a more important thing to do, don't you know?
I don't know, Mr. Troll. I mean, what could be more important than Troll Radio Review?
Well, you know, Debbie, the show was the Saturday after Thanksgiving, and...
Oh, yeah, I suppose you ate too much turkey and couldn't move, huh?
Debbie, how could you say such a thing? Do you think that I, Stinky Toadfort, would do such a foul thing as eating turkey on Thanksgiving?
Well, maybe not a whole turkey.
Not any turkey, Debbie. No, not any turkey. Debbie.
Yeah?
I am a friend of turkeys. At least the wild ones that live in the woods here in Clatsop County. So, this is what I do 1 week before Thanksgiving. I go through the woods, and tell them to start hiding. You wouldn't see how I do that? This is how I do that.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, you guys, hide, hide.
Yeah.
That's how I do it. Yeah.
And then?
And then on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, I go back into the woods, and I give the all clear signal. Would you like me to demonstrate that?
I hope it's more inviting than that.
Should I demonstrate that too? Okay. Yeah. That's what I do.
Okay, well.
Yeah, every Thanksgiving.
Okay, I wasn't aware there were so many wild turkeys in the woods around here, Stinky.
Well, haven't you seen it on the label? No, you just haven't been looking very hard, Debbie. They have black bodies and white heads, and they can fly short distances. So when they are hiding, they fly up into the big thick spruce or hemlocks to keep from harm's way. So anyway, that is what I was doing last month during the show. I would like you people to pay attention to this part of the script, please. Okay. Anyway, I need to ask you something before I go back to the bridge.
Okay, what's that?
Well, Debbie, I have heard of this wonderful tradition you human beings have this time of year. I believe it is called the Christian stocking.
Well, mostly the Christmas stocking.
Oh, yeah, that too. Anyway, I heard that on the night before Christmas, you just hang up this stocking somewhere in your house, and this chubby fellow dressed in red sneaks in your house and fills the stocking with some really nice stuff. So I got a stocking, a big one, don't you know, and hung it up and went to bed. And then when I woke up on Christmas morning, I checked in the stocking, and I found this.
Oh. Well, I don't know what to make of this, Mr. Troll. It is black and lumpy and, oh, boy, hard as a rock. And, oh, my gosh, it's just rubbing off of my hands. I'm not sure.
Let me ask you, do you hang a stocking every Christmas Eve?
Oh, yeah, lots of people do.
Well, what did you find in your stocking?
Well, it's different every year, but it's usually good stuff. This year I got glitter glue, and I got candles, and I got just lots of really cool stuff, but I never got any coal.
You never? No, oh, that's what this is?
Hey,
coal?
You know what? This is my friend Joey. He's starting to help us out here. He might be able to shed some light on this. What do you think, Joey?
Well, hello, Mr. Troll.
Well, hello there, Joey. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
Well, Joey, that is what I am trying to figure out. You see, I was just talking to Debbie about my Christmas stocking, and well, I checked the Christmas morning, and that is what I found in it. What do you make of this?
Oh, Mr. Troll, I'm afraid you got a proverbial lump of coal.
Lump of coal? Is that a good thing?
Didn't you tell him, Debbie?
Well, no, Joey. I thought you'd do a better job of that than I would.
Should I tell him, Debbie?
Well, yeah, you better. Maybe it'll help his behavior.
All right. Well, Stinky, you see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Oh, you mean the guy in the red suit.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Anyway, besides, he puts in the stocking on how well the stocking hangers have been behaving during the year.
Oh.
If they have been nice, he leaves nice things, like what I got this year.
Well, what did you get, Joey?
I got slippers, I got some socks, and I got some candy.
Whoa.
And if you were naughty...
Naughty?
Well, you get a proverbial lump of coal.
Oh, so that red guy thinks that I have been naughty?
I think he knows you've been naughty.
How could he know that?
That, I am afraid, Mr. Troll, is a question that children have been asking themselves for many years.
Well, you think maybe NSA was involved in that?
Could have been. Yeah,
okay. All right. But Debbie, I have not been naughty this year. Well, at least not too naughty. I guess there was the time that I forgot to take the recyclable bag to the grocery store.
That's bad.
Yeah. And then there was the incident with the Scandinavian dancers.
Ooh, that's horrible. Doesn't even talk about it.
But I have been doing
my
best.
Yeah, and remember who you invited for Troll Radio Review that one time?
Oh, yeah, those guys. Well, they were just trying to make an honest living.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, maybe your best just isn't good enough, Mr. Troll. Ah! Or it could be something else.
Oh, what?
Well, there are a few rules you must follow when you hang a stocking.
Well, I didn't know nothing about no
rules.
You've
got to leave Santa some homemade cookies, some milk, some carrots for the reindeer.
Oh, you mean that.
That could be a problem.
It was not because I was naughty. It was because I forgot the milk and cookies.
Well, probably a combination.
Well, Debbie Joy and I got to go now. You see, we're going to go home and we're going to work on our Christmas list for next year. Thank you very much for all coming.
All right. Bye, Mr. Troll.
Don't forget the cookies.
Good luck. Okay. Thanks, Joy, for helping us out. Okay. Well, we want to just let you know about few cool things going on in the community while we get me and Lulu up here. Head on down to the Coaster Theater. There's only two more shows. That's tonight at 7:30 of White Christmas, and tomorrow there's a matinee at 3. So that'll be a lot of fun. If you're a longtime listener of Coast Community Radio, a treat for you at the Southwester Lodge in Seaview tonight at 8 p.m. Our former programmer, Polly Buckingham, will be reading poetry. And she's opening for the band Sunshine Blue with Folksy Blues. Cannon Beach Gallery has a Fiber Arts Trunk Show today and tomorrow from 10 to 4, featuring Jessica Sund and Bonnie Gorsch. So lots of great stuff going on. So you can't go wrong. If you're ready to go out to dinner somewhere, there is music all over the town, with or without dinner, over in the Shelburne and Seaview, at T. Paul's, both the Urban Cafe and the Supper Club, Bridgewater Bistro, the Adrift Hotel in Long Beach, Sweet Basil's in Cannon Beach. There's always some good offerings for your tummy and your soul as well. Well, I am very happy to introduce the next act. I'm lucky enough to have these guys living right up the hill from me. They help fill my life with joy and music of all sorts. So this is me.
Mean.
And there's Lulu. Mean Lulu.
Mean Lulu.
Not mean. I would really welcome all the kids to come close. Ned and I have been helping out with sing-along at Hilda Lottie School for many years. And we're not doing that now. We thought, it would be fun to have sing-along at Troll Radio. So if you are a child or if you have a small child and you want to come close, we could use your help.
Do you want to say some things about this song?
Yeah. The first song we're going to do, we learned at Boca Camp, years ago. And we like to do it sing-along. And it's about a hippopotamus. And some of you I know it, so if you know it, please sing along. But if you don't, I think you'll learn it. We need your help. Whenever we say the word love, cross your arms and put them over your heart. Can I see that? Adults can do it too. And whenever we say hippopotamus, make a big mouth with your hands. And if you were stuck outside and the door wouldn't budge, if you called on your friend the hippopotamus to give it an extra nudge, do you think it'd be a little nudge or a big nudge? Well, it would be a big nudge. So on the count of three, we're going to go 1, 2, 3, ooh. Ready? 1, 2, 3, ooh. Oh gosh, that was good. And if you just happen to be sent to bed and then you find that you just can't sleep, so you call on your friend, the hippopotamus, and into your room she creeps, and she sings you a lullaby, and as you start to snore, she'll tiptoe out hippopotamously. And if she were a hippopotamus, do you think she'd close that door really quietly, or do you think she'd give it a big wham? A wham! So on the count of three, let's give a wham. In here that you'll catch on to. So join with us.
If you love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot, she will be your friend. And that can be mighty handy now and then. As if you want a cookie, but it's too high on the shelf, call on your friend, the hippopotamus, to get one for herself
and one for you too.
If you love a hippopotamus and you love her a lot of us, she will be your friend, and that can be mighty handy now and then. And if you're stuck outside and the door on the house won't budge, call on your friend the hippopotamus to give it an extra nudge. Find that you just can't sleep, call on your friend the hippopotamus, and into your room she'll creep. She'll sing you a lullaby, and as you start to snore,
job. Well, here's another song that we learned doing sing-along, and I'm going to send this out to my brother, who's listening in Boulder, Colorado, because this is called the Boatman Song.
Sing-along for years, and this first one, Crawdad, the Crawdad Song, I'm going to echo Ned on a couple parts. So when he says honey, you and I will say honey. I'm going to need you on the echo parts, and any other parts you know.
You get a light, I'll get a pole, honey.
Honey.
Nice, you get a light, I'll get a pole. crawdad hole. Honey, baby, mine. Sitting on the bank till my feet get cold. Honey, sitting on the bank till my feet get cold. Baby, sitting on the bank till my feet get cold. Looking down that crawdad hole. Honey, baby, mine. Down to come a man with a sack on his back. Honey, back and all the crawdads he can pack. Honey, baby, let's dance. Man fell down and broke that sack. Honey, broke that sack, babe. Man fell down and broke that sack. See those crawdads back and back. Honey, baby. Heard the duck say to the drake, honey. Heard the duck say to the drake, babe. Heard the duck say to the drake, ain't no crawdads in this lake. Come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Going to Louisiana, my true love for the sea. Rained so hard the day I left, the weather it was dry. Sun so hot I froze to death, Susanna, don't you cry.
Everybody.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. When everything was still, dreamed I saw Susanna,
she was coming down the hill.
Buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says, I'm coming from the south, Susanna, don't you cry.
Everybody.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Come from Alabama with a banjo on my knee.
Good job, kids.
And while we're getting them up here, I'll tell you about a couple things going on tomorrow. Tomorrow, right here on this very stage, another family-friendly event. Doesn't start till 8 o'clock, but a lot of people don't have to go to school the next day, so come on out for some bluegrass and folk music from Left Coast Country. The music starts at 8, and it's a lot of fun. Sunday and Monday is holiday tea and plum pudding from 1 to 4 in the afternoon at the La Flavelle House. And, of course, there's great stuff going on all over for the 21 and over crowd on New Year's Eve. Acoustica will be playing at Bridgewater. Sandtrap and Gearhart has Ants in the Kitchen. That sounds interesting. The Holiday Friends are at the Adrift Hotel starting at 9:30. And there are fireworks at midnight in Long Beach. And if you are so inclined, you can go to the Sea View Beach Approach on Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. on the first day of the year. You might want to do this, Crabbo. It's the Polar Bear Plunge. Oh, yeah, there's hikes all over the place, too. So get out there. Enjoy our really cool place. And, well, you kids, don't sit down yet because it's time for some dancing now with some real pros. Let's get it going. Hey, Spud. Welcome to town.
It's great to be here. It is. It's great to be here.
It's great.
Smell the tunes cooking.
Put on your dancing shoes.
It was really nice to hear Kim Angelis play the violin. And, yeah, she's great. Crab and I, we're going to play a different instrument. We're playing the fiddle. It's quite different. It's tuned similar.
To a violin.
We play some old fiddle tune.
You can tell the difference between a fiddle player and a violin player by looking at their case.
The case of the instrument? Study case.
Yeah.
The way it's left open like that is for money. You can throw money in there if you want. This tune, this next is a little tune about the spring deer. The forked deer.
We're going to do is it's an old ballad about settling down in the Pacific Northwest, as many of us have back in the old days. Well, I traveled all over this country prospecting and digging for gold. I tunneled, hydraulicked, and cradled, and I have been frequently sold. And I have been frequently sold. driving flat, broken midwinter. I found it enveloped in fog, covered all over with timber, as thick as the hairs on a dog, as thick as the hairs on a dog, as thick as the hairs on a dog. Found it all covered.
Season's coming up, right?
It's always
clam season in Washington.
Yeah, I'm going to get Ned up here, Yosef. Yeah. Let's get all our musicians up here and go out with a bang today on the last show of 2013. Thanks so much for coming down and making this happen. We'll be here again on the last Saturday in January with some fine music for you and lots of fun and entertainment. I want to say a big thank you to all the musicians for coming down and providing entertainment. Thanks to Joy joining our staff and our amazing engineering staff. Thanks to Brian and Terry and Ray and Carol. Thanks to Dave back at the station. Thanks to the board and directors of the Tillicum Foundation. And, we've got a whole stage full of musicians now, and they're going to take you out of here with something very fine. I don't know what it is, but we're going to figure it out. So it sounds like it might be something danceable. So get on out here.
Ready. Oh, I went down south, see my sail, see the Polly Walla do law thing. Myself, she's a spunky gal, Polly Walla do law thing. Heard it well,
heard it well.
Sing, holla, holla, doodle all day. She sneezed her head and tail right off. Holla, holla, doodle.